When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to an impromptu episode of the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your legendary host, V-Lord GTZ, and with me today, I have two of my old friends, Meowth900 Allison and Laser Kid. How you guys doing?
Not bad, not bad. Not every day you get fun Demon Slayer news.
Yeah, I mean, usually we would kind of group these together into our newfound news super episodes, but this piece of news is a bit too important to wait on.
Why is it so important, V-Lord?
Well, that's because it is the announcement of Season 2 of Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba!
Ooh! Exciting!
Oh boy, yes. I can't wait to see how slow it's gonna be.
I mean, we already know what it's adapting. They have confirmed that it's adapting the Entertainment District arc, also known as the Red Light District arc, or the Yoshiwara Red Light
District
arc.
Also known as Best Arc.
Yeah, also known as Best Arc. It is definitively the best arc. It is really good. And it is supposed to come out in 2021, this year. That's insane. That's way too soon.
Way faster than I expected, that's for sure. We still need to get that movie over here.
Yeah, why the hell are they doing that when fucking virus is telling theaters to shut down so people can't see it, and we can't even, like, not watch it not legally because they aren't out on Blu-ray in Japan yet.
Well, so we'll get into that in a sec, but first, since both Allison and Laser have not actually seen the trailer that came out at the Demon Slayer Anniversary Festival for this, I wanted to get their live reaction to it on the podcast. So I sent it to you guys in our chat. So we'll do a quick little countdown here and start it once everyone's ready.
I'm ready. Just tell me when to click and I will push the button.
Allison, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Okay, I'll count down 3, 2, 1, go. And then okay. We'll hit play. 3, 2, 1, go.
That fun mix of CGI and 2D animation that Demon Slayer is really good at. I like that.
Indeed.
Shiny.
Ooh, I know what that is.
I don't. Inosuke!
Hell yeah, Inosuke. The best killer right there.
It's my boy Uzu.
There's also Daki right there too.
Hana-chan.
Ooh, I like the little blue fade on the logo. That's neat.
Yeah.
The music's really good.
Oh yeah, Demon Slayer music's always amazing, but I like they're keeping it amazing. Yeah, that's pretty hype. I don't know if I'd be as hyped if I didn't know what, you know, happens, but still.
Oh, that's it? Okay, that's a letdown.
Nope, there's a little bit more.
Yeah, they're showing off that fabulous Uzui.
Heck yeah, Uzui.
Sexy
hey,
Uzui.
Good times, and I will say I'm glad they're coming back to the show and not doing an endless amount of movies. As awesome as that Demon Slayer movie, that we got a movie that covers an arc. For how long it's taking to get out here, I'm happy we're going back to show.
I don't know. I mean, I read the arc, but I still think it's personally a big pain in the ass for people who don't read manga, because not only are they fucked because they haven't, like, saw this movie, they're also fucked because they can't, like, even watch the movie unless they live in Japan or Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the tough part. I think that's kind of the main thing I wanted to talk about here is, like, how do we really feel about Demon Slayer coming back to a TV anime format after continuing the story initially with a film? Because it seems like, for how they're promoting this, we're not going to just see the movie cut up and put into the TV anime. This is just going to directly continue off from where the film left off with Mugen Train, and it's just going to assume people have watched it.
I mean, if we can get that movie out before we get the show out, I got no problem with it, but...
I mean, that's probably impossible, because not only are anime movies a pain in the ass to get to America in general anyways, they're even more of a pain in the ass because the virus told theaters to shut down.
Yeah, but now theaters are starting to reopen in some areas. So I do wonder, like, if Aniplex is just gonna release the movie for the heck of it, just to get it out there.
Like, they have Netflix, just right there. Just put it on Netflix.
I mean, Allison, let's face it. We know that they aren't going to do that because...
No, they don't have to do that. They won't do that. But it'd be nice if they do, like, hey, buy it on, like, Vudu or something. Like, buy a digital copy or something. That I think would be...
Well, see, my concern there, I guess, is, like, what I think Aniplex thing is, like, oh, if we put it there, someone's just going to put it online or something. We have to lock it down to those Blu-rays.
I mean, if they want to put the Blu-ray out, I've got no problem with that either, but they gotta do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big problem, too, is the Blu-ray's still not out in Japan. We don't even have a release date for it. For all we know, it could be July, it could be fall. And before that Blu-ray is out, they aren't gonna touch digital at all for Mugen Train. It's either we get it from a theater, or we don't get it at all.
Yeah, so, like, this show is, like, basically fucked for anyone outside of Japan, because they need to see the movie to see this. It's kind of like what happened to Food Wars way back, when they put a whole bunch of introduction arcs in, like, an OVA thingy. But even the OVA kind of came out with illegal subs before the show actually came out.
Yeah, and then, like, that was kind of annoying, especially with Food Wars, because, like, that's literally the setup for the arc of Season 3. But, like, that's one episode, and I think people got past that. But with Demon Slayer, it's like, you really can't skip all of Mugen
Train. No, you can't skip Demon Train. It's too important.
Yeah, so, like, I do think that Aniplex is going to find a way to release it in theaters one way or another before this airs, like, likely in the fall at this point, let's face it. I this feels like a fall show.
Yeah, but yeah. Even then, it's like, how many fucking people are going to go out and see this fucking movie anyways, unless Aniplex decides to, like, give it the MHA movie treatment or the DBZ movie treatment.
I mean, I think they're at the bare minimum, they're going to give it the MHA treatment because it's going to be through Funimation Films.
Yeah, and the MHA movie was out for quite a while. If they get those in theaters, and I will say, my local theaters are open. I'm not daring to go myself, but they're open.
Can you imagine how expensive movie tickets are now? Because even before, they were kind of a waste of money to begin with. But now, it's probably just gotten worse.
Well, that's about the same. I don't think any theater's spiking prices.
I don't think they can afford to spike those prices, because they gotta get who they're gonna get.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I'm thinking, like, worst case scenario, we are either gonna see the movie come out over here late spring, maybe midsummer. I think it's really kind of just like Aniplex is looking at, like, okay, when is probably the best time to release this?
I still think it's a shitty idea.
Oh, it 100% is.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Like, the smart idea would be get that Blu-ray out.
This show is just going to be fucked for international audiences now. Because of this.
You know, the other thing they could do, because Toonami's the big, you know, place where people saw Demon Slayer, if they could try and get that on Toonami, the movie.
They probably won't. It's too expensive.
They probably won't, but that would be a good trick.
Honestly, I have no doubt that Toonami's gonna get Season 2, but I would find it funny if they just skipped the movie.
I mean, honestly, they probably will.
Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of people that are upset, but, I mean, I won't have much of a problem either way, because...
Oh, yeah, I know, we've all read the manga, and honestly, anyone that's listening to this that hasn't seen the movie, if you don't, honestly, I hate to go here, but honestly, get yourself that Shonen Jump $2 a month subscription for just 1 month. It's $2. It's not too bad. Read the read the Demon Train arc. I can't talk today. But read that Demon Train arc just so you have it read. Because honestly, I've read it, and I've probably not seen a movie before season two either.
Yeah, I read it and also haven't saw it, but like Demon Slayer just has that thing where it's like the music and the voices are good.
You're not wrong. I've been very hyped to see that movie. I really want to see that movie, and I would have rather seen it before the show.
I really like the song too. Like the song's out and on Spotify, I think. The song's really good.
Honestly,
watching that anime, we had a big thing about getting those Blu-rays the other day, and oh man, it's nice to have the show and I can just watch it. I love reading the manga for Demon Slayer, but I do feel like the anime adds a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of padding, but the voices and music are good.
And the animation. We can't forget that.
Yeah. I just think this is a really shitty idea, and whoever thought of this idea doesn't really have much of an opinion on what the international audiences think. I mean, international audiences are gonna be fucked if all the Japan animation things start deciding, oh hey, let's make this canon arc into a movie, so that way only people in Japan can see it and nobody else can.
Yeah, I mean, so one thing I think that's very obvious here is that this was likely greenlit before they even had the movie in theaters, most likely. So they probably didn't even realize like how big Mugen Train was going to be. Because otherwise, it's hard to imagine why they'd go back to TV anime after...
After the movie just blew up everything, yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if after the Entertainment District, if like, say, Swordsmith Village or something gets an anime, that's just going to be a film, probably. Or multiple films.
And then we won't be able to see it, because Japan's still, like, theaters are good, even though America mostly thinks streaming is good.
Well, I mean, I'd say by then, I'd like to hope COVID's in a far better position, where we can all safely go to theaters on the wider scale.
And up until COVID, I would, honestly, the American movie theater experience, I would go to several of those anime films, and they were always packed. So people were definitely going.
Yeah, I go to, like, all of them, and you can definitely tell when something is really huge.
Well, it's, like, the only way to see them, because they don't bother putting them up on Netflix until, like, 3 years later or 4 years later.
Yeah, which sucks, and I really wish, like, Aniplex especially would change that.
It would be nice if Aniplex would make stuff more available.
Because imagine how many more people could see movies if they didn't have to spend $20 just to get a ticket to watch once.
Yeah, and that's really unfortunate. And I think especially this year and last year, it's kind of been a huge thing. Because I think Mugen Train probably would have come out maybe like a month after it was released in Japan if like theaters were in a good place where, like,
oh yeah, if not for the pandemic, we'd probably be having that theater run a while ago.
I think theaters are already kind of fucked, but COVID just kind of like pushed it further to the point of being fucked.
Yeah, I mean, theaters have always been in a shaky place.
Oh yeah, no, it's not like they were just the best off, but I think they were better off than I think you implied whenever we talked about movie theaters, but. It's definitely just expanded the time frame has shrunk.
I mean, even Disney is like, well, theaters are dead. Let's just put our shit on our streaming service.
I mean, they're still holding off on Black Widow, though, so who knows what Disney's thinking.
Well, and I mean, Disney, yeah, because right now nobody's going to theaters, but a lot of these companies are doing simultaneous releases with theaters, where it's like, okay, streaming and theater. So there's still a theater market.
I really wish Aniplex would do something like that, but I know they won't, because that's just not how they think.
Is it because Japan tells them to do this? Because I feel like it's probably because Japan tells them to do this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where, like, I think Aniplex definitely is very protective of how they distribute their films, and that's likely why we don't see a lot of their films streaming.
Yeah, but even there was that one Aniplex guy that was just like, No, Fate made hella bank, despite putting it in theaters during COVID times.
Oh yeah, Fate definitely made a lot of bank. Like, even at the screening I went to, it wasn't packed, thankfully, but it was still pretty full, given, like, we were in a pandemic. So, yeah, I think, like, there is an audience that are gonna go and see this film. But I think Aniplex knows that there's gonna be a very large audience for Mugen Train, and they're waiting for the right time. Which, it is what it is. And honestly, I think from the perspective in Japan, so many people have seen Mugen Train at this point, that is not much of an issue to go back to a TV anime, because it's a household name now. Like, people admire Tanjiro as much as their own mothers.
Oh my gosh. That one threw me for a loop, man.
Yeah, so, like, even if they don't broadcast Mugen Train on Japanese, like, networks before season 2 airs, like, they're not gonna have an issue there. And honestly, I think, like, even in, like, the US fandom, there will probably be people that are kind of confused if they haven't seen Mugen Train. But honestly, in the long run, I don't think it'll be that big of an issue. Like, people will cope with it and watch it one way or another. Well, and so,
when it comes to the Entertainment District, I mean, basically you're going to get a big spoiler of, oh, hey, bad things happened, and then it's just going to kind of move on. Because other than that, the big bad thing, it doesn't really impact it much.
Yeah, like, the big bad thing from Mugen Train doesn't really have an effect until, like, the final arc, in a way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, like, even then, I think people will be able to go into an Entertainment District with not much problem. They'll just, like, oh, there's our flamboyant boy Uzui. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah. I still think it's a bad idea.
Given where I know the movie ends, because I've basically heard, they're going to have to do some cleanup following that. So you're going to find out about it no matter what they do. It's going to spoil the movie. That's the main thing it's going to do.
Like, they still have to adapt the aftermath of all those events. So what I'm thinking might happen, actually, now I think about it, is, like, maybe they'll do, like, Tanjiro reminiscing about it for an episode. Like, maybe episode 1 of season 2 will be kind of, like, a pseudo-recap of sorts of the movie. Or, like, Tanjiro's, like, dwelling on it, maybe being a little bit, like, shooken up still.
So it'll be like MHA, where it catches the viewer up because it's been, like, 3 years after it aired.
You know, I could actually see that. I could see them doing that.
Yeah, and honestly, I think, Allison, the MHA comparison is literally what I'm thinking about. So I think they might literally do that.
I mean, not a lot of people can afford that $20 for ticket prices, or however the fuck expensive it is in yen. It's probably cheaper out there, isn't it?
I mean, I've never paid $20 for tickets. Usually more like 10 or 8.
I think the only time I've spent $20 for a movie ticket is, like, when I was in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, if you're in, like, a certain market, it's going to be hell of expensive. But yeah. No, I have not usually spent that much per ticket. It's honestly, the big expensive ones are the anime events, and those are like 10, 12 bucks.
Yeah, I think most I've spent for an anime thing is like probably like 15. It's not much.
I mean, it's still kind of a lot if you just want to go see one movie once, you know?
Well, I mean, you're not just paying for the viewing, you're paying for, you know, being in a theater. It's a big experience.
Yeah, but I don't really give a shit about that. I just want to see the movie, and unfortunately, these movies, they don't want to go on Netflix or anything, and I can't find a good copy of it until Blu-ray's around Japan.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the real shame. Like, movies like this are very much catering to a very specific audience, like in the US fandom. And if, like, you're just a casual Demon Slayer fan, you might not want to chill out for a movie. Like,
oh yeah, no. If you're just kind of casual, I probably would. Like, I've only really gone to the Hero Academia and the Dragon Ball and the One Piece movies. Those are what I've gone to the theaters for.
All of which are stellar experiences. Hell, especially, yeah. Broly.
Oh god. I'm not gonna lie. I saw that like 3 times in theaters.
Yo, same. I saw like probably 4. I think.
I took poor J-Mac with me twice, and just like, you will see this!
Look at these rich boys who can afford going to theaters.
The privilege of going to a theater. The highest honor.
I mean, basically, it's not so much about, you know, being super rich. It's more about that month, that was my entertainment that month. I didn't go do much else.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you pick and choose. But, like, I think, like, having a recap episode a la MHA is probably the best compromise I can think of for them to make this work for season two.
Yeah, I think it would help because it would, like, not isolate, like, half the world.
Yeah. And then, like, they can still be like, hey, go see the movie, guys! The best-selling film of all time in Japan! No big deal.
Yeah, nothing big. It's just okay.
Go on that train. The train is totally safe, guys.
Choo-choo.
It's so safe that you've got sirens for it.
Yeah, they're coming for me. They know.
They know that nothing bad ever happens on trains.
Oh, God. I started it again.
I had to do it. I had an excuse, so I had to do it.
I'm going to kill you.
I know. I mean, okay, let's be real. You were going to kill me already, so.
Yeah, that's true. But I think this is a good sign for us to wrap up here. So I'm very excited for Demon Slayer to be coming back this year. It'll give us more content for the podcast, more fun times with Demon Slayer, and the pinnacle of fabulous Uzui. You can never have too much of him.
Nope.
Can't disagree with that.
I need something to fill the void when IQ's not here for another 3 years.
Yes. And we still have quite a bit of Demon Slayer to get through anime-wise, so I have a feeling Demon Slayer is not going to be disappearing from the anime fandom for a little while.
Oh yeah, there's still plenty to adapt.
I'm still waiting for UFO Table to have an update on that Token Renbu thing. It's been like 5 years or something.
Yeah, geez, whatever happened to that movie? Because they announced that it just never came out, I think?
Yes. Like, now Hanamaru is getting a movie, and that's like the slice of life one.
Yeah, when I saw that the other day, I was like, wait, is that the same movie that was announced before? Is that a completely different movie?
No, that's the more happy one. That's the happy comedy show.
Yeah, so it's like, clearly, UFO Table's ridden themselves with that token Rambu to embrace Demon Slayer. You can only have one set of sword boys.
And I guess so. It's depressing.
But yes, we don't have to wait long for more Demon Slayer. But until then, Allison, where can people find you on the interwebs?
At Meow900 on Twitter.com and also on the Five Dumb Weeps cast and also occasionally on the MHA podcast.
Awesome, yes. I've been listening to your MHA podcast episodes and it's been really cool seeing you on another podcast that isn't affiliated with me. Because, like, you are always very enthusiastic about MHA. You can always never have too many awesome MHA fans out there.
Yes, and I continue to be thirsty over shirtless boys.
I mean, let's face it, who isn't? Especially in the MHA fan.
The MHA boys look pretty good. I can't argue with that.
But Laser, I'm assuming you're not thirsting over people, but where can people find you?
Well, people can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. You can also find me on the Dumb Waves podcast, and you can sometimes find me on the Toonami Faithful podcast. And my Toonami focused articles are over on Toonami Faithful.
Awesome. Definitely follow both Allison and LaserKid on all their different places. But if you're interested in what I'm up to, you can find me on Twitter at VLORGTZ. Then I write various reviews of manga and light novels over on all-comic.com, and then an assortment of articles and editorials for TanamiFaithful.com. Beyond that, I also do a number of podcasts. Like Allison and Laser Kid mentioned, we are all on the Dumb Weebs podcast, which is on Twitter at Dumb Weebs Pod. Then we also have the Oversoul Shaman King podcast that I do with Marion and Sakaki on Twitter at Shaman King Pod. And then I'm also occasionally on the Manga Mavericks podcast and Manga Mavericks at Movies on Twitter at Manga Mavericks. And then I also pop up very often on the Toonami Faithful podcast, which is on Twitter at Toonami Podcast. But as far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find us on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/Demon Slayer Podcast, and on the Toonami Faithful website itself at ToonamiFaithful.com/Demon Slayer Podcast. And we're on basically every podcast platform out there at this point. Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, you name it, we're there. So just go look us up, subscribe, listen, and enjoy. But that does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.